All right. Well, praise the Lord. Great to see y'all here this evening. And those of us that are online, yeah, welcome. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Things you cannot receive till you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. His children, the Lord said he would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the the brush of angels' wings, I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, in this place.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I know he watches.
Praise the Lord. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. That will be. That will be. Amen. That's right, Brother Frank. What a day that will be. Praise the Lord. Well, anybody got a pick of him this evening? Yep. 730? Alrighty. 730 is... stand up for Jesus on 730. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Amen. Any others? All right, well, praise the Lord.
Check two. Those of you with us online, good to have you tonight as well. Those of you here in the house, always good. What do we have in the area of praises tonight? Praises on a Sunday night. Anybody got one? Anybody got one? Come on. Y'all right there in the back. All right.
That's my job.
I thought my peach trees were dead, but they have blooms.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, when they fruit up, you better be bringing some peaches up in here. There better be some good. Where do those sweet peaches come from? Yeah, Fredericksburg.
Yeah,
that's right.
Big old jungle.
Yeah, we want some of Fredericksburg peaches. Frank, when you going to Fredericksburg? Oh, you need to. We need some peaches, Frank. When is peach season, Miss Vicky? When is peach season, Miss Vicky? All right. Well, somebody needs to come.
You're going to have magnolia peaches.
Are they already in there? Fredericksburg? All right. Yes, ma'am, Miss Vicky?
Mine is praise my daughter didn't catch the COVID, and she come back to be with me.
All right. She did not get the COVID. Amen. You probably got enough immunity against that COVID. You've had it how many times? Twice? Well, I had it once. Okay. All right. Couple of scares. All right. Other praises. Anybody else got a praise? All right. We got a praise over there.
Got one right here.
Da, 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 da. All right. Debbie's got a praise. Debbie Thornton's got a praise, Ms. Sikora.
So okay. We were headed to my son's house Friday, and then they called us when we hit Brenham, and their hot water heater had busted.
Uh-oh.
And flooded, and it's right next to my granddaughter's bedroom.
Oh, my.
So it flooded their bedroom, but it's okay. Everything's okay. They got it cleaned up and all that. I'm just thankful that they didn't get hurt in any way.
Oh, yeah, right. So just the bottom rotted out and all the water came out rushing out quick?
Evidently, they have hard water.
Yeah.
And so it corroded
the pipes. Yes. Yes. Right. Oh, golly. Wow. Yeah, the pressure and the heat and all that. Wow. My goodness. Okay. Well, amen. That's a good praise. Anybody else with a praise? All right. Loopy's got a praise, and then Sharon.
I'm just, praise the Lord, I got to see all my kids this weekend.
Okay.
Because they all come from different places, and three of my grandkids. And so just thankful for some good family time. We had family game night, Monopoly, and we haven't done that, and I can't even tell you,
who won, 20 years. Who won?
Taylor.
Taylor won.
Taylor won. And Ryan wasn't happy. So I'm just thankful for good family time.
Yeah, I just want to give praise to God for answered prayers for my children, my grandchildren.
Yes.
I talked to my daughter yesterday, and two of her children and her were out at Lake Belton Beach. And Madison, the one that we've prayed for depression, just had such beautiful smiles in the picture that she sent.
Yeah.
She's doing really good, and they're all doing really good.
That's good, good, good.
And and also for Justin, he's just said that his right shin is the only thing that's giving him pain now.
Uh-huh.
So he's healing up, and so I think he's feeling the prayers, and God's answering all the prayers.
Okay,
so I
amen.
Just give God the glory for all that.
Amen, man. That's good. All right, what else? Any other praises? Is that it? All right, let's do our prayer request now. All right, back to Miss Vicky.
My twin sister is having two surgeries coming up. One on her esophagus. I can't say that very well.
Esophagus?
Uh-huh. And another one is on skin cancer on her face that they've got to go in and see how bad that is. And we don't have a date yet.
Okay. So esophagus. It's skin cancer.
You want me to pray for it?
Sure.
Okay, Father God, I come to you with praise in your holy name, edify in your holy name, and speak in your holy name. And I do want to ask you to be with my twin sister. Her name is Bill.
Amen.
You know her very well. She's one of your children. And I'm not sure when the surgery is, God, but you know. So I'm lifting her up to you for everything that's going to be great coming this way, that she won't be choking anymore. In God's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Ms. Pickford. Other prayer requests?
Continue to pray for my sister with her cancer.
Lorna?
Lorna, yes, and for her family. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just lift Lorna up to you, Lord, that you give her peace of mind and comfort through,
yes,
through this time. Lord, we just pray that if and when she has to have any kind of surgery, Lord, that you guide the doctor's hands through,
amen,
removing all this cancer out of her body, Lord. And we just pray over all of her children to give them peace of mind and comfort through all this time, Lord, and to be able to encourage her through this time, Lord. And we just lift this all up to you, Lord, and we know that your will be done in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to lift up my sister Rosemary. She's going back in tomorrow. And hoping that the doctors will take the tubes out, because so she's had three different tubes that she's had to leave in.
Drain tubes.
Yeah. So she's really hoping and praying that the tubes can come out. So just want to lift her up and that there's no setbacks and she continues to heal. And for my cousin Leroy, his cirrhosis is continually, you know, progressing and it's not good. And so pray for his salvation.
Is he any closer to salvation?
I cannot say. He's, because of the progression of this cancer, and he's having to get bile removed weekly.
Yeah.
And it builds up and it messes up everything in his system and it causes confusion in his mind.
Okay.
And he's, you know, so he says he reads his Bible and you know, and he wants the Lord, but I just, you know.
Oh, that's a good sign right there.
Yes. And
Loopy, that's a good sign.
We keep praying for him, and I've clearly given him the gospel, so I know,
lost people don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
Lost people don't get in the Word. So, I mean, they just don't.
Yeah.
So that's a real good sign.
That is.
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, you know, everybody's salvation experience is not like everybody else's. I mean, you know, there's the mystery of salvation, right?
True.
And so, sounds like, you know, you guys as family members have presented the gospel, and he had the gospel sown in his heart, I'm assuming, prior to that. And so all this is kind of, I bet there's been a change in old Leroy's heart.
I hope so. I pray so. They, you know, we're all raised up Catholic in the Catholic religion, and they put staunch, you know, they don't tell you to read the Bible.
They don't want you to read no Bible.
But it's like real religious. So
yeah.
I just don't know if he's doing that because, you know, he thinks that's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Or if there's a desire
where do we find God? We find God in the Word.
That's right. I believe that.
So, you know, the Holy Spirit's gonna guide him and lead him. And
yes.
And I think that's a good testimony that he perhaps is already saved.
But we keep
praying for him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you gonna pray?
Yes.
All
Thank you, Lord, so much, Father, for this time to pray, Father. And I just lift up Rosemary, Lord God. Thank you so much for what you've done already, Lord. The testimony she's been to doctors and to family members and those around her, Lord. I pray, Father, that you continue to heal her body, Father, and ease the pain she's going through. Help her get off those pain meds, Lord God. And, Father, I pray that that they could remove those tubes, Lord, from her body when she goes in on Monday, Lord God, just to make it just a little bit easier for her, Lord God. And I thank you so much for what you're doing, Lord God, and for taking this cancer, Lord, out of her. And, Father, I do lift up Leroy, Lord God. Father, you know. Only you know, Father, where Leroy is at, Father. And I am so thankful that he does read the Bible, Lord
Amen.
God. I do pray, Father, that you would just, Father, if he's still searching, if he doesn't know you, Father, I just pray that you just make it clear to him, even in the midst of all the confusion with the sickness he has, make it clear to him so he can grab hold of you, Father. Lord God, I'm just going to trust you, Father, and I just lift him up, Lord. Bring him salvation if he doesn't have it, Father. If he does, I just will thank you, praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. I just love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget that thief on the cross, man. He got saved in the ninth
That's exactly
hour.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, I brought that up during the Bible study.
Yeah.
And
yeah. right? Yeah. A thief on the cross, man.
It's all there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when a loved one is drifting off to eternity, and, you know, the last thing to go is consciousness. I mean, you know, they may not be able to speak it with their physical mouth, but they're speaking in their physical mind, calling out to Jesus.
Yeah.
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 Right. That's right.
I believe, you know.
Amen.
I mean, because it doesn't take words. God knows the heart.
Now God knows the heart. Yep. God knows the heart. It's faith transaction. Amen, amen. All right, what else? What else?
Frank over here.
Frank, you got a prayer request?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, it is okay. Yeah, we let visitors give prayer requests here, Frank. Yeah.
I know you would.
Amen.
Some prayer requests are easier to bring forth than others.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to do my best, and if I don't make it through, that'll be okay.
We understand.
God knows my heart.
Amen.
I was born and reared in north central Mississippi. My friends are there. My closest friends are there. Two of my bullet-stopping friends live there. And one of my closest friends that I grew up with, we hunted, we fished, we played ball throughout 12 years of school and into college. But he took up a job with the Mississippi Power and Light and married the sweetest girl in town. And I don't say that. She's really a wonderful young lady. They got married a couple of years out of school. And they have had a picture marriage for these years now. They've got children that are 30-something. But Juanita is her name. Her last name is now Childers. Juanita, some months ago, just in a very short period of time, began to show evidence of senility.
Yes.
COVID. She was very, very sick, just her body functions. And she got sick very quick. And this built up and built up and built up. And about 3 or 4 months ago, Stanley, her husband, who is my dear friend, he called, and it was very obvious from the beginning that he had things on his heart. And he spilled out to me what was going on with his wife. And he says, Frank says, I don't think she's got much time here. I said, well, Stanley, you know and I know both that it's in God's hands, and he will do whatever he sees fit with whatever is set before him.
Amen.
Where I'm headed with this, and I'll try not to take too much longer, she got sick, really sick, about 3 weeks ago. They called doctors in from all over. Some really good medical doctors, and they examined her, and she gave her some tests, and she was non-responsive. She couldn't do anything for herself. Her physical attributes were gone. And the doctors told him, says, I think you need to be making some plans. Mm. So either yesterday or today, Stanley told me that they were going to try to get down to Tupelo, Mississippi at a hospice facility that is notorious around that area for providing excellent health for those that need it.
Yes.
So I don't know whether they went yesterday or today. I have a text sent to him that he probably will let me know tonight. But my desire and my hope is that we will ask God to lay his hand of healing on Miss Juanita, if that be his will. But the people at the hospice place have not shed much hopeful light on the situation because they've been there before. And so I would just pray that if God wants to extend her life one day, 1 week, 1 month, or a decade. Let him do that for the glory of his own self. But it looks like that Miss Juanita is going to be in a tough situation in the upcoming days and weeks and months. And I, you know, I'm not going to sit here and prophesize what's going on, but I do know the lady is in bad shape. I love them to death. And as I said, Stanley and I have been buddies, like blood brothers, for 30 years, more than that, 50 years. But that's my prayer request tonight, that God would see fit to bless Juanita, Childers is her last name, and that he would see fit to bring some healing measure to her. But if it not, if he decides to take her home, then I would pray to God that he would see fit to not let her suffer going into that ultimate decision.
Amen.
So, Miss Juanita Childers, Ashland, Mississippi. I wish I could see her right now. She's a fine lady. And she and I, being the wife of my great friend, she and I have had a good relationship. She and Denise have had a good relationship, and it's gone well. So that's my prayer request for tonight, Pastor.
Thank you, brother. All right, anything else?
Yeah.
All right, Miss Terry.
Huh? We got Terry.
I don't know if Vince mentioned this Wednesday or last Wednesday or not, but he had a spot on his forehead that the doctors removed, and it didn't. Didn't look real promising. Mm-hmm. So they removed it, and we're waiting for the pathology report. And if it's good, all's good. If it's not, then they got to go in deeper. I just don't want him to have to go through any of that.
Yes. So. Amen. Vince?
I got him. I'll pray for Ronnie Backler, Ronnie Holman, and Vince, okay? And John Thornhill. I'll pray for all these guys. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we just lift your holy name up, and Lord, and we just thank you to be able to be here tonight and talk to you and pray for every one of us, our needs and stuff like that. And Lord, we know you hear these prayers. And Lord, I lift up Ronnie Vackler to you, Lord, is his issues, you know, from head to toe. He's got a lot of things going on in his life. And I know Alita's worried about him. I pray for Alita too. And Lord, I just pray that you heal this man and take all these things away from his body. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Ronnie Holman and his cancer, Lord.
Amen.
And he was here today and with his beautiful wife, and he's trying to make it to church and just, you know, and worship you, Lord. And he's going through a lot of pain, and she is too, just worrying about him. And I lift up Ronnie to you and just take that cancer away in the name of Jesus. And John Thornhill, Lord, we lift him up to you in his back and his stomach and stuff like that, Lord. It's just ailing him. We lift him up to you.
Amen.
And, Lord, we lift up Vince. If he found a little spot on his head, and we pray it's not cancer, and they don't have to dig any deeper, Lord. And we thank you for all what Vince does, too. And, Lord, we lift up our pastor to you, Pastor Lee and his family. God, watch over them, protect him. We thank you for him, Lord, as he preaches the word and teaches the word. And, Lord, we ask you to be with Terry tonight as she gives her speech, Lord, and she does it what her heart wants her to say, and she's at ease with it and not nervous, and just let it all go.
Amen.
Amen. And I pray for my son, Kevin James, and I pray for all boys and men and women that are addicted to drugs. Lord, you just step in that and intervene, Lord, and let them come to you. We pray they come to you and lay it down at your feet, Lord, because you are the healer. Lord, we know you can heal them. And I know you can heal them, Lord. I just pray for all these people in that kind of trouble. I lift all these up in Jesus' name. Amen.
I mean, anything else? I'm going to pray for Juanita. Yeah. Anything else? All right, let's close out our prayer time. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you for all these requests and for just this concert of prayer that we were able to experience together. Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you that we can bear one another's burdens, intercede on behalf of each other, Lord, have a ministry of prayer come forth out of this body of believers. Praise you and thank you, Lord, that you hear us, that you know us, that you're for us. We lift up those unspoken to you at this time, Lord, those that are sitting here and those that are watching online that have unspoken prayer requests. Lord, at this time, if they would just lift those up to you silently. Lord, we know that you hear those prayers, and we know sometimes we really don't know how to pray for them. But Lord, you do, and we praise you and thank you for that. Lord, we know you're working in the background. We know you're working behind the scenes. We know that your time is not our time. So, Lord, give us patience, and may we continue to exhibit faith. We believe, Lord, but sometimes help our unbelief in these situations. So, Lord, we love you tonight. We praise you tonight. Thank you for Miss Terry and her desire to go abroad to do mission work. And, Lord, we pray that you just give her the words to speak here in a few moments. But, Lord, before we do that, we lift up Juanita Childress to you. And, Lord, we pray a special prayer for her healing. God, if you desire that she be healed physically, Lord, we pray that you would turn her situation around and allow this hospice, this form of higher care, Lord, just allow it to bring her out of these depths of physical anguish, Lord, and put her back on a path of health and healing. But Lord, if your healing for her is a spiritual healing, then Lord, we pray as Frank has voiced here tonight, that she would not suffer, that she would not linger, that Lord, you would just allow her to transition on home and be in the presence of you. Lord, be with her husband, be with her family. We pray that you comfort them, lead God, and direct them in everything that's going on at this time. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing for us and how you bless us. And Lord, we just look forward to hearing the mission report tonight. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, all right. All right, Ms. Terry, I think we have a mic for you.
Good evening, everybody. So I just got back from actually two mission trips. The first one was Uganda last month, and then the second one just happened to be 2 weeks later, and it was with a church that's up in Fort Worth called Heritage Baptist Church. And my good friend Rachel and her husband Phil are head mission directors there, and they had these trips up once or twice a year, and she has asked me every year to go with them on these trips, and I have never been able to go, but this year I was, and I was really, really thankful. This year we went to Mexico City, and I had never been there before. It was very awe-inspiring. So I'll just read you a little bit about some facts. So many millions and millions and millions, and they all need Jesus. Healthcare is something we take for granted, and the sweet people of Mexico City and the surrounding regions are in desperate need of physical care. We didn't even touch the surface. The water is bad. Think parasites and contamination. Thankfully, preventative medicines are cheap. The people are precious. The church members love their country and their neighbors. They will go to great lengths to get them care, and they will go to even further lengths to share Christ. They love on our team and our children. They brought gifts and gave us homemade gifts as well that we will cherish forever. The employment wages are low in compensation to the cost of living and the cost of medications, but that doesn't stop them from working hard, long, long hours, 6 or 7 days a week. The scenery is beautiful. Mountains and canals and volcanoes encompass the landscape of Mexico City. Heartache abounds. Story after story of tragedy, earthquakes, illness, accidents, crime. And yet the Christians have a peace that simply can't be explained by man. Only Christ can give that kind of peace. So this trip, it was a little different than the ones that I've gone through in the past. Most of the people there were not medical, yet it was a medical missions trip. And you will see in this video, their pastor, their assistant pastor, and a lot of their people, there was like 20 of us that went. But there was only two providers, me and another doctor, Dr. Martin. And what the way it would work was the patients would come in that, well, first of all, a church would sponsor us, would invite us to come. And we would hold a clinic in an open area, either in the church or in a civic center, community center, or even in outside somewhere. And they would advertise about a medical clinic coming to this certain city at this certain time. And the people would come, and we would see them first after they were triaged in. And everyone got parasite medicine, and everyone got other vitamins. And we would see them and treat them. And what I'm used to doing is sharing the Lord Christ with people and praying with them right then. But that's not how they work. I did pray with some, but the focus was we wanted to get as many as we could in the back where the pastors were and the people of the church were. And they spent one-on-one with these people for like an hour sharing the gospel with them and talking to them. So we were able to meet their physical needs and then their spiritual needs. So it was a real blessing. So this is a video that Rachel sent me from what about the trip.
It's the least I can do. So, Lord, here's my basket. You don't have to ask it. The least I can do. Gathered on a hill near Galilee to hear the words of Jesus and his miracles to see. But as the day wore on, his disciples came to say, there's not enough to feed them, Lord. Should we send them away? And from a little boy's basket of five barley loaves of bread, and with two fish, 5,000 hungry people would be fed. Lord, here's my basket. It's not much, I know, but take it and use it. Please don't refuse it. Maybe it will grow. To you. So, Lord, here's my basket. You don't have to ask it. The least I can do. In each and every life, there's a basket filled with good. Although it may not be used exactly as it should. So many throw.
I wanted to read something that one of the Rachel, our leader, wrote on Facebook. And I laid in bed reading it at night, and I was the same night that she wrote it, and I just cried and cried. And it just kind of gives you a picture, because I looked out one of the slides you saw. Was her looking outside of the missionary's home, and down below was a house, and there was a light on, and this is what she wrote. She said, I'm standing in the kitchen on the top floor of our host missionary's home, looking out the window. Down on ground level and just to the left of my view is a lady with her window open, and I can see her cooking in the kitchen. Just below me, our team is helping our host prep breakfast for tomorrow. And off in the distance are literally millions of lights. I'm sitting here wondering about this lady. What's her health like? Has anyone taken her blood pressure lately? Has anyone explained that a simple prophylactic pill can help prevent parasites? Because the water isn't safe to drink here by far. Has anyone given her a hug and with a smile on their face told them they are concerned about her? Has anyone ever told her about Jesus? Does she know the great physician? Those countless lights I can see from my incredible view of Mexico City represent millions and millions of precious people, people who need compassionate care, people who need to know that someone loves and cares for them, and people who need to hear about Jesus. Today, our team heard story after story, patients with heartbreaking illnesses, sweet mamas who were simply worried that they couldn't care for their little ones. A grandpa with such severe gout that it was hard to imagine the pain he's endured for the past 30 plus years of his illness. Childhood illnesses and anemia and diabetes, and we only touched the surface of the need. Tonight, as I watch this lady in the tiny home below me, I don't know her story, but I'm thankful that I know the solution. We can't fix all of the health issues, but I'm thankful. Thankful for clean water, thankful for someone had such compassion on me to tell me about Jesus, and so very thankful that God has given me the family and the opportunity to hear the stories of these precious people. I hope these stories are embedded in the minds of my children that they never, ever forget. And I'll just share with you one story that we saw this young man. He was in his 20s, and my translator was with me, and he comes in, and he starts sharing with me a health concern. And he, this type of concern he shared, it was related to him. He identified himself as a trans person, although he was dressed as a man, and told me about a particular concern he had, and was really shy about it, and we just loved on him and talked to him, and I left him for a second to go ask a question about a certain medicine, and when I came back, while I was gone, my translator asked him, well, do you go to church anywhere? And he goes, oh, no, I could never go to church. I'm too dirty for that. And anyway, we came back, and we prayed that God would help him, and I told him, you know, to please, his lifestyle is dangerous, and that we worry about him, but that God loves him and that God had a plan for him. Well, I found out that evening that, I walked by the tent later, and he was in there for almost 2 hours, and the associate pastor was able to lead him to the Lord, and it was just such a blessing to see the tears fall, and him to understand that no matter what you've done, or no matter what sin you've committed, you know, God still loves you, and he's the God of second chances, and he forgives. So God brought to us all kinds of people. I saw things that I probably won't ever see here in the States. A man had what's called gout tophi on his fingers, and that was each knuckle was about the size of a golf ball, and was very painful for him. We saw things like that right and left, and you would see them as you walked by the tent where the counselors were, weeping and crying. Some of them just talking to somebody. But what was so nice about the model of the way we did things was the church that had us come, those were people in their community, so they could follow up with those people. They had their contact numbers, and I heard a report this week that every week, all three places that we went to, people were coming to church. A new person or a new family were coming to church because every service they'd have somebody different from people in the community who we were able to share the gospel with. So, and what was another blessing about it was the people of the church would work in the tent, and they would share the gospel with those people coming through. And some of them, it was the first time they had ever shared the gospel with someone, and it was a blessing to them to be able to lead them to the Lord. So it built up the church, and it encouraged the missionaries there. Those young couples that you saw, one was the lady was holding up the pictures to teach the kids. That was young national pastor's wife. And so what they did was, when people would come with their children and we would be working with their parents over there to the side, they would teach the kids, and they'd have things for them to do and reach out to them that way. So we were just, you know, trying to be a blessing all the way. But you would see all the makeshift places where we set up pharmacy, where we set up different parts. We just put curtains up, and that was our clinic. But we were able to do a lot with that, so... Okay, so you still want me to do Uganda?
Go for it.
Okay. Now, this one I don't have music to, and so I'm just going to kind of go through the slides.
We can sing.
Oh. So this is with Rescue Hope that I've gone to many, many times, and this was the second time when we took this trip. We were at the hospital, and this is Paula. She's one of those. Can you stop the slides for just a second? Okay, this, she's our trip coordinator. I used to work with her at Tomball, and she heads up the trips now, and she lives in Mississippi, but she comes to every one. So the next slide, that was, I took that picture, and I was just so thankful. In this picture, it's like a dream come true for me. Because that's a picture with me and all the doctors. And now it's always been my dream since becoming a nurse that one day to serve as a nurse practitioner. And this was the trip that I got to do it as.
It's a pleasure to serve as a nurse, but I was just so grateful that I was able to be there in that picture with all those doctors as a provider. So, okay, go ahead to the next one. This is my interpreter. I just loved her so much. She's a blessing. Oh, sorry. That's me and Dr. Tomlinson's wife, Diane. She's his support. They were so excited about this ambulance they got. The mission, the hospital has probably the only ambulance in that area for 50 or 60 miles in diameter. And we were all excited. Those are the doctors and the nurses that went with us on the trip. And it's just a picture of one of the wards that was not occupied that I wanted to take a picture of. And this other picture right there, it was something I took. I was so excited because it showed that the clinic was busy. Those are what we call Bodas, the motorcycles. And that's they were coming in, people from coming from the community to come to the hospital. That's our new sign, Hope Missionary Hospital. And that's Dr. Ian. And this particular patient, I was real excited about because this little boy was my very first patient. And he was really the sickest that we had had there. Him and his daddy brought him the night before, and they stayed outside. They spent the night on the grass so he could make sure that his son was seen in the morning. And when I examined him, he had a really distended belly. And he had a urinary obstruction, and he was very sick. And then to top it all off, he had malaria as well, which he would have died, no doubt. And so we were able to provide care for him. He was admitted to the hospital for a couple of days, and then they were able to use the new ambulance after a couple of days to take him to the state's hospital, the federal hospital, because if you're less than two, you have malaria. If you can get there, they'll treat you. The problem is they can't get there. You know, it's 2 hours away. So he was able to get there. And anyway, that was his grandma and his daddy. I was just really thankful that I got to be a part of his care. That's me with the beautiful background behind me. And that's Dr. Tomlinson and his wife, Diane, the founders of Rescue Hope, good friends of mine. And that's what it would look like inside the hospital looking out, and you would see all the people waiting. And there's a little baby that I treated that could have died. The mother brought this baby in thinking, well, the baby seemed fine to her. She was worried about her two toddlers. But when I looked at the baby close, I noticed the baby was breathing like 68 breaths a minute. Anything greater than 30 is bad. Yeah. And then I examined him, come to find out the baby had malaria. He was just 6 weeks old. And so we put an IV in him, gave him some Rocephin, and saved his life. We did. Okay, go ahead and next one. That's putting the IV in. That's one of the doctors that works for Rescue Hope. She's such a blessing. There's the mama. Looking at the baby. That's the team that was there at the hospital that day. It's me and one of the other nurses. On the side of the road, you'll see slides like this. You'll see pictures like this of selling pineapple and that type of thing. I just thought it was pretty, so I took a picture of it. And this is the lady selling her goods. I asked if I could take her picture, and she said it was fine. And see the beauty of everything with the mountains in the background and the tents, just waiting for people to come that morning. This lady was so excited I took her picture, and she wanted to see it afterwards. And we're always fortunate that we get to go on a safari the last day, and that was a picture of an elephant I took. Yeah, we're on the safari, yeah, in the reserve, yeah. This is the biggest waterfall in the world. This is the Nile River, where there's three areas that join together, and it's the most powerful in the world.
It's a little boy. I just randomly threw this together. I apologize. They're not in order, any specific order. So this is the slide that I'm very, very proud of. Do you guys remember when I asked for money to buy them supplies? They were so excited. This is three of the doctors and one of the nurses, and this quality of equipment is something that they would never get ever. And so she's holding one of the professional pulse oxes, and they've got two neonatal, one's a pediatric stethoscope, and another one is for a baby's newborn. They were real excited to get that. And they're just looking, it was like Christmas for them. They were so excited to get all those. So, they're very, very grateful for what we do. So that's about it. So, thank you so much for all your prayers and support. And I just want to say a special thank you to my husband that sends me. And he's the one that, you know, funds me and sends me and prays for me and puts up with me. So thankful for that. Does anybody have any questions about anything?
The medicine that you guys gave for, was it the, not the malaria, but the, on the first screen in Mexico, how long does that last for them for the water treatment and, you know?
So the parasites medicine, I think it's good for 6 months. They only have one tablet, and it's something they chew. We give it to them with a little sweet tart so they can tolerate it. And we also give them a vitamin A that helps with different illnesses. And we have their medicines are bought there. And so we give them a supply of it. But it's different in Mexico. You can get them started, and then they can go to a clinic, or they can go buy it themselves in the store. And it's not real expensive. So we can keep, like, these new diabetics, that we'd be able to help them, and then they would know what to continue to buy. They wouldn't have to go to the doctor, so it's affordable to them. And they have access to it. So it's not like Uganda, where even if they had the money, they couldn't get there to get it. Yes, that's what they do. They're supposed to drink bottled water and boiled water, but they don't always do it. You're not supposed to brush your teeth with their water. Of course, a lot of times they build up resistance to it too, but they still get it. They still get sick, very sick. Anybody else have a question? You know, I sometimes feel like, you know, what we do is just a drop in the bucket. And it's always, always so hard to leave them because you worry about them. But, you know, the Lord watches after them, and he takes care of them. And it's such a blessing just to be able to be a part of his healing just a little bit. I say going on mission trips is very, very selfish because I definitely get so blessed. And you could see in some of those films, people were having a good time. We have a good time. It's a wonderful time of fellowship. And I just want to encourage if you've never been on a mission trip, that you would go on one, because it really would encourage your heart and give you a boost and be an encouragement to you. So, okay. Anybody else?
You're a blessing.
Oh, y'all are a blessing.
One, check two. All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Ms. Terry. Well, we'll have a closing word of prayer and be dismissed. Amen? All right, let's pray it out. Dear Jesus, we thank you again for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for these different mission trips and these reports. And, Lord, we pray that the seeds that have been planted and the ministry that's been expended, Lord, we pray that it bring glory and honor to your name, and it would bring salvation, continue to bring salvation to these lost people. Lord, thank you that Christians can go, and thank you that we've got one here in our congregation that's willing to do it, and, Lord, can do it and does do it. And so, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for that. Thank you that we can be an extension of that. And, Lord, we praise you. We love you. Give us safety tonight as we depart this place. Give us a blessed week this coming week. And, Lord, may our hearts be prepared for Easter service next Sunday. It's in your name we pray, and God's people say it.
Amen.
All right.